George.
Hi, good morning, George. It's Zach from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you, good. Zach?
Good. We're just trying to wrap you up right now. The copy of that agreement you sent over was super blurry for some reason, and underwriting's having a real tough time kind of making it out. Is it possible to send a less blurry copy? This is just the last piece of the puzzle, and we'll get you funded today.
Well, it turns out that the landlord, Eric O'Brien, is currently on vacation at the beach with his family, and what he did is he sent that document to me. He downloaded it, signed it, took a photo of it, and then sent it to me on his iPhone. To my iPhone. So when I tried to, it looks the way it does. And
okay. Yeah, I tried to crop it to make it so you can read anything out, but it's not legible, unfortunately. You can see signatures, but you can't really see a whole lot else. Everything else is just blurs. I could try to mess with it a little more to maybe make it a little more visible, but at this point, it's the only piece of the puzzle left to complete this transaction. Yeah, I'm looking at you can't read the addresses. You can't really read anything. You can kind of make out the dates, but that's about it, unfortunately. Are there any cropping tools on your iPhone that might be able to assist in this, or?
I don't know.
I can play with the image a little bit more, but I don't know how much I can do with it to make it more visible. But again, this is the last piece of the puzzle, and we can have you wrapped up today.
You know, there's not a lot I can do. Even on my iPhone, when I try to make it larger, it gets blurry.
Yeah, I shrunk it down considerably. It is legible that way, but it's almost microscopic when I do that. But just I've tried several different ways to try to make it presentable, but it's real tough right now.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I faxed it to him as well.
Hmm.
You know, I made a copy of it and enlarged it a little bit.
Yeah. There's no way to contact him at all, is there?
Well, there is, but I don't think there's any way for him, other way for him to send it.
Okay. Did he have the copy on his computer? Or he just, he physically printed it out, signed it, took a picture, and sent it back to you?
No, I sent him a copy, a blank. Hmm. I filled it in and signed it and put the information in, and I sent that to him. And he evidently just downloaded that, signed it, and then made a picture of it and sent it back.
Oh, crap. Damn. Let me see if I can play with this image a little bit more to make it a little clearer. But, yeah, this is just the one little thing that's holding us up.
So, and do you know if Everest got the fax that I sent him? That probably is worse. Faxes are terrible.
Was it the same exact agreement?
It was.
Let me reach out to my underwriting department, see if Everest had reached out to them. This was just for our copy, for our copies in our file. But let me contact the underwriting department and see what they have and reach back out to you in a little bit if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, George. Bye.
Yep. Bye.